नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णु जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदादा शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो आई थैंक ऑल द devotees who presented very nice drama on the compassion of Ramanujacharya. So I thank all the devotees for coming to participate in this Sunday feast program. So actually your coming today will not go in vain. You already seen a nice drama. Even if you find my lecture not very interesting, there is a nice prasadam feast today, which has been sponsored by Keshav Prabhu and Navamrita Mataji, a son and daughter-in-law of Shinaji Prabhu, on the occasion of their 25th wedding anniversary. So, please tolerate for some time. So today, we will discuss the, yesterday actually was a very important day in the Vedic tradition, Guru Purnima, and for us it was even more special because that also on the day of Guru Purnima was the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. So we will recite this one verse written on the board. I hope you all can see the board. At the back, can the devotees see the board? Maybe we can just bring it a little in the front, this side, a little bit this side so that. So this is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. Through Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is instructing all of us. This side. Yeah, and then we'll keep it on the. Okay. Yeah. So you can recite behind me. Kubuddhi chadiya kar shravan kirtan. अचिरात बाबे तबे कृष्णेराचरण उबुद्धि छाड़िया कर श्रवण कीर्तन अचिरात बाबे तबे कृष्णेराचरण कुबुद्धि छाड़िया कर श्रवण कीर्तन अचिरात पावे तबे कृष्णेराचरण। सो हेयर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज टेलिंग ऑल ऑफ अस थ्रू सनातन गोस्वामी दैट यू शुड गिव अप योर फुलिशनेस बैड इंटेलिजेंस राइट गिव अप ऑल योर नॉनसेंस एज पीपल से राइट सो कुबुद्धि छाड़िया एंड यू शुड एंगेज इन hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Kar shravana kirtan. Then what will be the effect of that? Achirat pave. Very soon you will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So some of you can recite.
Kubuddhi chadiya kar shravana kirtan. अचिरात पावे तबे कृष्णेराचरण कुबुद्धि छाड़िया कर श्रवण कीर्तन अचिरात पावे तबे कृष्णेराचरण। kubuddhishali asara shubha mukti dhana achirata bhave tabe kishnira charana.
Does anyone else want to recite?
Kubuddhishali akara shavana kitan achirata bhave tabe kishnira charana.
Matajis?
Shuddhi dichariya kara shavana kirta achirata bhave tabe krishnera charan.
Anyone else want to recite, Matajis? Okay, so we will be discussing this verse during the course of our discussion. We'll begin with discussing the importance of Guru Purnima and then the life and teachings of Sanatana Goswami, who is one of our Sambandh Guru in our Sampradaya. So, Guru Purnima is actually a very important day in our Vedic tradition. It is the appearance day of Srila Vyasadeva, right, who is the greatest guru who has compiled all the Vedic literature. And it is a day of worshipping Srila Vyasadeva, and therefore it is also called Vyas Purnima. Right, so Srila Prabhupada would often say that any guru who is a genuine representative of Srila Vyasadeva, he is also equally worshipable. So it is a day of offering one's respect, one's gratitude to one's guru, to one's spiritual preceptor. So in one of the arrival lectures of Prabhupada at Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada was explaining about the Guru Parampara. So Prabhupada said, "So we have got this message from Krishna, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the six Goswamis, later on Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, and we are trying our bit also to distribute this knowledge. Now, 10th, 11th, 12th. My Guru Maharaj is 10th from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am the 11th and you are the 12th, Prabhupada said to all his disciples. So distribute this knowledge. People are suffering." So Prabhupada, he never said that actually Guru Parampara stops with him. He said 10th, 11th, 12th. I am the 11th, my Guru Maharaj was the 10th, and you all are the 12th, he said to his disciples. Right, So this knowledge coming from Krishna is being handed in the line of disciplic succession through one spiritual master to another. So the instruction, in fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants that everyone actually in one's own capacity should become a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, "Yare dekhta re kah Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru haiya thar hai desh." So Lord, he instructed that you should instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna, as it is given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagatam. "Yare dekhta re kah Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru haiya tar aidesh." On my instruction, you should become a guru and you should deliver, should distribute this knowledge and deliver everyone. As Prabhupada said, distribute this knowledge, people are suffering. So in the purport to this verse, Prabhupada, he says, this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission, Prabhupada is saying. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? So, Prabhupada is saying, and if one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much better. So, actually, Sridhara Mahaprabhu has instructed everyone to become a guru. Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kene nai yai Krishna tattva veta sehi guru hai. So, whether one is a brahmana, whether one is a sannyasi, or one may belong to any other varna, anyone, whether one is a, even a child actually, right? Child can also preach. Anyone can become a guru in one's own capacity and give this message. Yai Krishna Tattva Veta. Whoever knows the truth about Krishna, that person is guru. So, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he was once, on his Vyas Puja, he was addressing his disciples and he was saying that some people may actually call me arrogant and they may think that I have become very proud. I am sitting on this high seat. I am receiving glories. I am hearing my own glories being actually offered by the disciples. Right? I am receiving respect. I am receiving so much worship. Right? He said, let people think whatever they want, but we must carry out the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivedanta Thakur said. So the Lord has ordered, Amar Agya Guru Hai Tar Ai Desh, that on my instruction you should become Guru. You should learn what Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and you should teach others. So, everyone should actually become a guru, not to receive worship, but actually to distribute this knowledge. As Prabhupada remarked, that people are suffering. Right? Even Srila Prabhupada himself, he took many risks. Right? Just like here, devotees highlighted the compassion of Ramanujacharya. I'll also narrate a beautiful story. In 1967, Prabhupada was in San Francisco. He had already had a very major heart attack, a big health collapse. But still, he decided to give initiations to the devotees in San Francisco, 1967. One of the new initiates, new candidate for initiation, he came to Prabhupada, he bowed down, and he didn't get up. He was just bowing down, and he was nervous. So Prabhupada told him, you can get up now. And the boy, he got up. So Prabhupada asked him, so do you want to be initiated? The boy said, yes. And he just began chanting, not knowing what to say. Prabhupada said, okay, all right, I will chant on your beads. And Prabhupada chanted for 10 minutes on his bead and returned the beads to his disciple and said, your name is Aniruddha. What does that mean? The boy asked. So Prabhupada said, Aniruddha, he is the grandson of Krishna. And then Prabhupada asked him, do you have any questions? So the boy thought for some time and he didn't have any question. Right? And by this time, he actually forgot his name. Even before his initiation was complete, the boy forgot his name. So Prabhupada said, okay, now you can go. He went and after some time, Prabhupada called him by the name Aniruddha. But he didn't know that Prabhupada is calling him, right? He had forgotten his name. So the other disciples who had heard his name being chanted, they reminded him that Prabhupada is calling you. Your name is Aniruddha. So he kind of recalled that today my initiation has happened and I have been given this name. So then he went to Prabhupada. So in this way, Prabhupada, actually he just went on, right? Patra patra vichar nahi nahi sthan sthan. He didn't sort, okay, here is a suitable candidate, here is not. Whoever came, right? Patra patra vichar nahi nahi sthan sthan. Yehi yahan paaye tahan kare premadan. So whoever actually came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was ready to give him Krishna consciousness, give him a chance to practice devotional service, a chance to chant the holy names of Krishna. Right? So that this very much, right, resembles the compassion of Ramanujacharya. Right? He also didn't consider who is a fit candidate, who is not, and actually gave that mantra, which was a very secret mantra, to one and all. So it is the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone learns the science of Krishna consciousness, and everyone in one own capacity become a guru, become a teacher of Krishna consciousness. So the six Goswamis, they were the immediate disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all actually became, they are actually, all of them are our gurus on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all belong to very aristocratic families, but they left aside everything, right, to distribute this knowledge as people are suffering. Tyaktva tundam shesha mandalapati shrenim sadatu chavat bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kantha shrito. So tyaktva tundam shesha mandalapati. Right, so they gave up everything. For what reason? Bhutva deen ganesha ko karunaya. Actually, just to show compassion to all the living entities. Bhutva deen, those who are actually suffering in this material world. Right? So, all these six Goswamis, they remained in Vrindavan to execute the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They compiled various Vaishnava literatures, they established the worship of Radha Krishna, right? And they excavated many holy places of pilgrimage. In this way, they became gurus, right? And among the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, as His Grace Radhikala Prabhu pointed out yesterday, Sanatana Goswami, he is the eldest among them, he is the senior most. And Sanatan Goswami, his disappearance day falls on Guru Purnima, right, which is the day of worship of the spiritual master, which is the appearance day of Srila Vyasadeva. So we will discuss in brief about the life and teachings of Srila Sanatan Goswami, right, who is Sambandhacharya. Sambandhacharya means actually he teaches us how to establish our relationship with Krishna. Right? So, every living entity is eternally related to Krishna. But actually, our relationship with Krishna is never direct. Right? Our relationship with Krishna is always through our spiritual master, right? Who is one of the confidential associate of Radha and Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami, he, through his own example, he teaches us this important principle that our relationship with Krishna is always through the via media of our spiritual master. So he described that how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were having a big ministerial position in the government of King Nawab Hussain Shah, and they both now wanted to resign, right? So Rupa Goswami, he left first, and Sanatan Goswami, however, had some difficulties. He was imprisoned by the king, but later somehow other Sanatan Goswami, he escaped from the prison, and then he started traveling towards Vrindavan to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Actually, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they both were writing many letters to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, he asked them to wait for the right time to come. At the right time, the Lord said, you will receive the mercy of Krishna and you will be able to join me. Surupa Goswami had written another letter that we want to... They heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling towards Vrindavan. And they both wrote a letter that we want to actually not take full shelter of a lotus feet. So the Lord replied back, you can come to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Anupam, they immediately left. And Sanatan Goswami, as we just described, he was imprisoned by the king. But somehow or other, because he was a diplomat, so diplomatically he got himself released from the prison. And Sanatan Goswami started traveling towards Vrindavan. So on reaching Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at present residing in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had already visited Vrindavan and he was returning. And he was at Varanasi when Sanatan Goswami came to Varanasi while traveling towards Vrindavan. So Sanatan Goswami went and he sat outside the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the omniscient Supreme Lord, he realized that Sanatan Goswami has come. And Lord told Chandrasekhar Acharya, go outside her house is a Vaishnava. Dware ek Vaishnava hai bola hat hare, Chandrasekhar deke Vaishnava nahik dware. So Lord said, outside her house is a Vaishnava, go and call him. Bolaha tahare, please call him. But Chandrasekhar Acharya went outside. He said, there is no Vaishnava. Right? I do not see anyone in dhoti kurta, bead bag, chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So, the Lord said, is there anyone sitting outside your door? As Chandrasekhar Acharya said, yes, there is a Muslim mendicant, Darvesh. Lord said, please call him. Chandrasekhar Acharya went and he said, oh, Darvesh, Lord is calling you. So Sanatan Goswami, he became very jubilant on hearing that the Lord is calling me. So as soon as the Lord saw Sanatan Goswami, he got up and very hastily he went and the Lord embraced Sanatan Goswami and the Lord became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. So describe that both of them, they embraced each other and the Lord started crying. Dui jane gala gali rodana apar, dekhi Chandrasekhar e rahila chamatkar. Both of them were embracing and crying. And Chandrasekhar Acharya is astonished. Right? That why is the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying on embracing this mendicant? Right? So it is actually, we should know that the Lord, he sees a person's heart. Right? Even if a person is not in attire of Vaishnava, Lord knows who is actually a Vaishnava, right, from within the heart. And even if a person is in the attire of a Vaishnava, wearing dhoti, kurta, tilak, kanti mala, but if he doesn't have faith in the mercy of the Lord, then the Lord doesn't consider him to be Vaishnava. Right? So here, Chandrasekhar Acharya, he is wondering that why is the Supreme Lord crying on embracing this Muslim mendicant? Right? First of all, why is embracing him? And after embracing him, he is crying. And it's mentioned that he was crying unlimitedly. Rodana apar. He was crying unlimitedly. So, why was the Lord and his servant crying? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains. Says, Duijane prema veshe karena krandane Prabhu gune bhritya vikal Prabhu bhritya gune. So both of them were actually crying. They were, each were actually remembering the qualities of each one. Right? Each Prabhupada writes that each one's heart was transformed by the quality of the other. Prabhu gune bhritya vikal, Prabhu bhritya gune. The servant was overwhelmed or transformed, his heart was transformed by remembering the qualities of the Lord. And the Lord's heart was overwhelmed and transformed by remembering the qualities of his devotee. So they both were actually crying. And then the Lord made Sanatan Goswami sit down. With his own transcendental hand, the Lord began to caress the body of Sanatan very lovingly. And Sanatana Goswami said, "Oh Lord, please do not touch me. I am very low and sinful. My body is very abominable." To which the Lord replied, Lord said, Prabhu kahe toma sparshi atma pavitrite bhakti bale paratumi brahmanda shodite. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very amazing reply. The Lord said, I am touching you for my own purification. The Lord said, by the strength of your devotional service, you can purify the entire world. So herein is something very amazing. Actually, the Lord is supremely pure. The touch of His lotus feet makes Mother Ganga holy. By His contact, all the holy places of pilgrimage, they become pure. They have the power to sanctify. So He is the source of all purity. But here the Lord is saying that, I am touching you so that I may be purified. So actually it is inconceivable to understand that how can the Lord feel like that? Right? How can the Lord say like that? He is not simply saying, but is actually feeling from within His heart that He is becoming pure by the touch of His devotees. We see similarly, there is an incident in Srimad Bhagavatam when Bhrigu Muni went to Vaikuntha and he kicked Lord Vishnu on his chest. The Lord first asked forgiveness from Bhrigu Muni. Can you imagine? Not that Bhrigu Muni asking forgiveness. The Lord is asking forgiveness for Bhrigu Muni for not noticing his arrival. The Lord said, we beg your forgiveness for we didn't notice that you have arrived. First the Lord begged forgiveness. Then he said, you have actually purified me by the touch of a lotus feet. It was actually a hard kick. But the Lord is saying, you have purified me by the touch of a lotus feet. Actually, such high level of consciousness, only the Supreme Lord and those who are completely dedicated to the service of His lotus feet can actually exhibit. It is not possible for anyone to demonstrate this level of consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was touching Sanatana Goswami and he glorified Sanatana Goswami. The Lord said, by seeing you, by touching you, by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activities. And this is the verdict of all the revealed scriptures. The Lord recited a verse from Hari Bhakti Shuddhodaya. Akshano phalam twadrisha darshanam hi tano phalam twadrisha gatra sangha jiva phalam twadrisha kirtanam hi sudurlabha bhagavata hi lokhe. Lord said, the perfection of eyes, akshano phalam twadrisha darshanam hi. So the perfection of the eyes is to see the form of a Vaishnava. Tano phalam, the perfection of one's body is to touch, right, as we do in kirtan. Right? So if someone happens to step on our feet, we should think that, oh, I have received the touch of a Vaishnava. Tano phalam, twadrisha gatra sangha. Right? The perfection of sense of touch. Jiva phalam, twadrisha kirtanam hi. And the perfection of the one's tongue is to glorify the qualities of a Vaishnava. For sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. A pure devotee of the Lord is very rare. So, saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that Lord Krishna has been extremely merciful upon you. Eta kahi kahe Prabhu shun Sanatan Krishna bada daya mahe patita pavan. Lord said, O Sanatana Goswami, Lord Krishna is extremely merciful and He is the deliverer of all fallen souls. And what does Sanatana Goswami says? Sanatana Goswami replied, Sanatana kahe Krishna ami nahi jani, amara uddara hetu tomara kripa mani. Sanatana Goswami said, I do not know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have been delivered from my condition only by your mercy. So Srila Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandhacharya. He is saying, I do not know who Krishna is. Right? So one may say that how is this Sambandhacharya? How will he help us to establish our relationship with Krishna? Right? He is saying, I do not know who Krishna is. Right? So Sanatan Goswami wants to say that I do not know Krishna directly. I know Krishna only through you. Right, through my spiritual master. He, only through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understands the mercy of Krishna. Right? So, Sanatana Goswami, who is our Sambandh Guru, he is teaching us this very important principle. That Krishna's mercy does not come directly. Right? The mercy of Krishna always follow the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. Even Krishna himself says, Yo me bhakta jana partha name bhaktastate jana. Lord Krishna says in one of the Puran, O Arjuna, those who say that I am Krishna's devotee, I am your devotee. Lord says, they are not my devotees. Those who are, Yo me bhakta jana partha name bhaktastate jana. Mad bhakta naam cha ye bhakta te me bhakta tamamata. Those who are actually devoted to the service of my servants, right? Those that dedicate their life to become servant of my servants, they are my best devotees. The Lord himself says that. So, Sanatana Goswami is teaching this important principle. In 1967, again, during the same time when Prabhupada gave initiation to Aniruddha, as we discussed, Prabhupada was actually, he was recuperating from his ill health. And Prabhupada was planning that he can come back to India and recuperate. And some of his disciples, they actually, who knew him firsthand, when they heard Prabhupada's plan to leave for India, they thought Prabhupada may actually never return. And they became very concerned. So they were all began to think that how shall we able to carry on the mission without Prabhupada's presence. So one of the disciples, he suggested that probably if Prabhupada is not able to come, then he can send some of his god brother to America to fill in the gap for Prabhupada. And if any case, and if the worst happened to Prabhupada, then the god brother of his can take over the mission. So when Prabhupada heard, he became very grave. And Mukunda Maharaj describes, he said, I was sitting with Prabhupada in the room. He became very grave and silent. He closed his eyes and suddenly tears began flowing from his eyes. And he said in a choked voice, My spiritual master was no ordinary spiritual master. And he said, he saved me. Right? So at this point, Mukunda Maharaj says that I began to understand the meaning of spiritual master. And I dropped all considerations of ever replacing Prabhupada with anybody. Right? So the debt which a disciple owes to the spiritual master actually can never be repaid back. Right? Only by the mercy of the spiritual master can one attain the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami, he says, right, Sanatan kahe Krishna ami nahi jani. I do not know Krishna directly. I know Krishna only through you. Right. So, then it is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very pleased with Sanatana Goswami. The Lord bestowed his causeless mercy upon him. And by the Lord's mercy, Sanatana Goswami, he received the spiritual strength to inquire from the Lord. It's mentioned that the Sanatana Goswami, so it's a very important point that even to make a proper inquiry about the absolute truth, one needs the mercy of the Supreme Lord. One needs the mercy of one's Guru. Right? So, Sanatana Goswami, what does he inquire from the Lord? के आमी के ने अमाए जारे तापत्रय इहा नाही जानी के मन हित है। सनातन गोस्वामी सेज हु एम आई, व्हाई डू द थ्री फोल्ड मिजरी ऑलवेज ट्रबल मी, आई डू नॉट नो दिस, हाउ कैन आई बी बेनिफिट, आई डू नॉट नो दैट हाउ कैन आई बी बेनिफिटेड ऑल्सो। एंड देन सनातन गोस्वामी सेज दैट एक्चुअली आई डू नॉट इवन नो हाउ टू इंक्वायर अबाउट द गोल ऑफ लाइफ एंड द प्रोसेस ऑफ ऑब्टेनिंग इट, so you be please merciful and explain all this truth, you explain everything that you think will be beneficial for me, right? So here Sanatan Goswami, he is our guru and he is teaching us how to inquire properly from one spiritual master, right? So Sanatan Goswami, he said that I even do not know what is beneficial for me. So you say what you consider will actually benefit me. Right? Actually, Sanatan Goswami was a great learned scholar. He had already read all the scriptures. He had already assimilated the essence of it. But still, Sanatan Goswami, he is actually teaching us this great humility. Right? It said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught four important Vaishnava principles through four of his principal disciples. He taught sense control through Srila Ramanand Rai. He taught neutrality or simplicity through Damodar Pandit. He taught tolerance through Srila Haridas Thakur. And he taught humility through Srila Sanatan Goswami. So you can imagine that how such a great learned scholar who has already assimilated the essence of all the scriptures, he is asking that I do not know how to benefit my own self. Right? So he is teaching us this humble disposition of inquiring before one's spiritual master. Right? Sometimes people ask questions, they want to demonstrate their own learning, right? And they want to know if the speaker knows anything more than them, right? If he knows something better. And sometimes people think that, actually I already know the answer, but I am inquiring for the sake of others. People, so that people may also know, those who do not know. I am already very learned. I do not need to know, but let others who may not be as learned, they may also know about it. In this mood also sometimes people inquire. In 1975, Prabhupada was in Chicago, and there one Miss Sandy Nixon, right? She came with one of the other ladies, Miss Jones. And this Miss Nixon, she was wearing bead bag around her neck. She was wearing beads actually, chanting beads. There was no bead bag. She was just wearing the chanting beads around her neck. And she came and she was actually in touch with devotees for some time. And she came with another press reporter. She was also kind of a reporter. He was a writer. So she said, actually I am compiling a book upon the gurus. Right? And she said, I want to ask you 15 questions. This Miss Nixon said to Prabhupada, I want to ask you 15 questions, which I can also answer myself, but I just want that you should answer. Instead of I saying, I want that you say, I am asking these questions for the sake of others, she said. So, actually, although Prabhupada realized her arrogance, but still, Prabhupada was extremely compassionate. He very patiently, he answered all the inquiries. Right? So that whoever will read, right, they can get some benefit. So, actually, a person who inquires in unsubmissive, in arrogant mood, that person doesn't, he receives the benefit of that inquiry. So Sanatan Goswami, he teaches us that how to actually cultivate humility in every respect of one's life, in one's word, in one's action, in one's thought, in one's spiritual inquiry also. Prabhupada says so many times that a disciple, he should present himself like a fool before one's spiritual master. Now someone may say that if a person is actually learned, will it not be unnatural, will not be artificial to present oneself as a fool. Right? So it may seem unnatural because it has become very natural for us to boast of about our own self, to think very great of our own self. But actually, if we begin to understand the exalted position of the spiritual master, the exalted position of Lord Krishna, then we can actually understand our own insignificant position. And then the humility can actually arise. So, in this way, Srila Sanatana Goswami, being fixed in Vaishnava humility, he, although a great learned scholar, he feels himself to be completely ignorant in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Because he realizes the exalted position of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, because of this humble disposition, he becomes the fit candidate to receive all the spiritual instructions. So is that Sanatana Goswami inquired, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied very extensively. There are four chapters. It is very, Sanatana Shiksha is most extensive in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 20th to 23rd, 20, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of Madhya Lila is all Sanatana Shiksha. And after that also Sanatana Goswami inquired that I want to hear what you, the Atmaram verse explanation, what you explained to Sarva Maha Bhattacharya. And there is another chapter where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that one verse in 61 different ways. The chapter is entitled the 61 Explanations of the Atmaram verse. So practically there are five chapters of Sanatana Shiksha in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So it is for 2 months actually the Lord taught Sanatana Goswami all the conclusions of devotional service. Because Sanatana Goswami, he had this humble disposition actually. He was a fit candidate to receive all this spiritual instruction. So after the Lord taught Sanatana Goswami extensively, Sanatana Goswami, he actually pleaded in front of the Lord. He said, "My dear Lord, I am very low, I am very fallen. Indeed, I have been a servant of a low-born people," because they were both were, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were earlier serving the Malicha king. So they said, I have been a servant of very low-born people, and therefore we ourselves are very fallen and downtrodden. Nonetheless, you have taught me the conclusions which are unknown even to Lord Brahma. Sanatana Goswami continued, he said, "My Lord, the conclusion that you have taught me are like an ocean of nectarian truths. However, my mind is unable to approach even a drop of that ocean." Right? So, you know, to hear is one thing, but to actually assimilate is another. We may hear a lot of things, but actually whether those teachings manifest in our life, whether those teachings we can realize them within our heart, right? That's a different thing. Right? Just like Ayurvedic doctor says that you may eat, but that doesn't bring health to you. You will become healthy upon what you can digest, what you can assimilate, right? Not by eating one can become healthy. So similarly, by just hearing, one doesn't become realized. It's how much that one actually manifests that knowledge in one's life. Right? So in proportion to that, one actually makes spiritual advancement. So Sanatana Goswami is saying, you have taught me this conclusive ocean of truth, but my mind is not able to touch even a drop of it. So therefore, now you bless me. You should say that whatever I have taught may actually manifest within your heart. Right? So Sanatana Goswami fell down at the feet of the Lord, and actually the Lord placed his hand upon Sanatana Goswami's head and he blessed him by saying that may this knowledge manifest within your heart. So again Sanatana Goswami, he teaches us that how a person who is humble, he always cultivates this dependence upon the mercy of the Lord. So we should know that at every stage, at every step in our spiritual life, we are actually depending upon the mercy of the Lord. Without His mercy, we cannot inquire properly. Without His mercy, we cannot hear properly. Without His mercy, we cannot realize what we have heard properly. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami, he teaches us how to cultivate dependence upon the mercy of the Lord. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Srila Sanatana Goswami that you should go to Vrindavan and there you should establish devotional service to Lord Krishna and Radharani. You should compile scriptures upon bhakti and you should preach the science of devotional service. And the Lord also told him that after some time again, now I am going to Jagannath Puri, you can come once to meet me in Jagannath Puri. So Sanatana Goswami, he goes and he reaches Vrindavan there. Sanatana Goswami, as we know, he establishes the service to Shri Radha Madan Mohan. He inspired one merchant whose name was Krishnanand Kapoor to actually build Shri Radha Madan Mohan Temple. And in this way he follows the instruction of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very diligently. And then Sanatana Goswami, following the instruction of Mahaprabhu, he starts traveling towards Jagannath Puri, as the Lord instructed, that once you can come and meet me there. So Sanatana Goswami, he travels through the Jharikhand forest and most of the day he was just fasting. By drinking some contaminated water, he develops some itching sores from which the liquid would ooze out. So in great disappointment, Sanatana Goswami considered that actually I am from a very low caste. My body is also useless for devotional service. When I go to Jagannath Puri, I will not be able to see Lord Jagannath. And because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also stays very close to the temple, and I cannot go in this condition. I am not fit to go even near to the temple, so I won't be able to see even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thinking like this, Sanatana Goswami, he thought that if I can just give up this body in a holy place, then that will be actually good for me. So in this thinking like this, Sanatana Goswami, he reaches Jagannath Puri. He goes to the Siddha Bakul where Srila Haridas Thakur was staying. After he reached, just after some time, because it was the practice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to daily visit Haridas Thakur, so the Lord arrived. So Lord arrived and Sanatana Goswami offered his obeisances. The Lord immediately he came forward to embrace Sanatana Goswami. Although Sanatana Goswami, he was running away and he forbade the Lord that, "My Lord, my body is abominable. Please do not touch me." Still the Lord actually forcibly embraced Sanatana Goswami. And then the Lord talked with Sanatana Goswami. He conversed him. He told that Rupa Goswami was here just 10 days before he has left. And the Lord asked his well-being. And then the Lord told him that now you should stay here for some time with Haridas Thakur. Both of you should discuss Krishna Katha. You should release the topics about Krishna. And then after a few days, the Lord again came. And one day suddenly, the Lord started speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Lord said, "My dear Sanatana, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would certainly give up millions of body without a moment's hesitation. You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up the body. Krishna is attained only by devotional service. There is no other means to attain Him. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And in ignorance and passion, one cannot understand who Krishna is." So we see that earlier also there is a similar story how Murari Gupta also wanted to commit suicide. So one may question that why such exalted associates of the Lord, they want to commit this act which Mahaprabhu says is in the mode of ignorance. how could, so we may think that were they actually frustrated? How could the intimate associate of the Lord become so frustrated that they were thinking about committing suicide? Right? So we should understand that actually they were not thinking about committing suicide out of frustration or because of being influenced by a mood of ignorance. It is due to their intense feeling of separation from the Lord that sometimes the devotee, they want to give up their body. Sir, there are 10 ecstatic symptoms, there are 10 ecstatic bodily transformations actually. In separation from the Lord, the devotees, they experience 10 kind of bodily transformation, the 10th one being giving up one's body. So, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami describes, Premi bhakta viyoge chahe dehe chadite, Preme Krishna mile seha napari marite. So, because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his life. By such ecstatic love, however, one attains the audience of Krishna and then he cannot give up his body. So, the Lord actually never allows his devotees to give up his body. Although it's mentioned that the 10th bodily transformation is that one may give up one's body in separation from Krishna. But then in separation from Krishna, out of his intense love, one attains Krishna at that time and he cannot give up. The Lord doesn't allow also. Right? And then the Lord is now instructing Sanatana Goswami that you should give up this nonsensical desire of giving up your body and you should engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Right? So you can repeat behind me. Kubuddhi chadi yakar shravana kirtan. Achirat pabe tabe Krishna racharan. So the Lord is saying that you should give up this nonsensical desire, this kind of bad intelligence, and you should engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Right? So this is very important instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Sanatana Goswami, the Lord is teaching all of us. So we all many times think that if I can adjust my situation, if I can change my job, if I can change my residence, my spouse many times, then I can actually this is very common nowadays. So then I can actually probably advance in Krishna consciousness. Right? I can improve my devotional service by doing some adjustments, right, in my circumstances, in my situation. So therefore the Lord is saying, Kubuddhi chadiya kar shravana kirtan. All that is all simply foolish intelligence. You should give up this bad intelligence and you should focus on hearing and chanting about Krishna. Recently, His Grace God Sundar Prabhu from Vrindavan, who is our senior godbrother, he was sharing that so many people, they come to him with so many practical problems in life, right? And the problems are sometimes very complicated in nature. So he said, I have made a strategy. Said, whoever comes to me with a problem, I first tell him, let us discuss something from Bhagavad Gita, something from Srimad Bhagavatam. And a person who comes with a problem, I first compulsorily discuss half an hour to 1 hour something about Krishna. Shravana Kirtan. First let us discuss something from Prabhupada books. We will solve the problem, right? We will do the needful, but let's discuss something. And he says, just by hearing and chanting the words of Krishna, he said, a person's perspective about the problem changed. He was saying that actually our problems are not due to the problem itself, but about our perception of the problem. How we perceive actually that problem. So is that the person's perception actually gradually change. So, actually, by hearing and chanting about Krishna, even one gets the intelligence, the right intelligence, the right perspective, even to do the needful. So this is very important instruction of the Lord. That instead of always thinking that how should I change my situation, what should I adjust, how can I enhance my Krishna consciousness by making some adjustment in my environment, etc., one should actually try to focus, one should change one's perspective and focus on hearing and chanting. That gives the person the right perspective, the right intelligence. There is a beautiful verse by Bill Mangal Thakur where he says, Shri Krishna Vishnu Madhuketa Bare Bhaktanukampin Bhagavan Murare Trayasva Mam Keshavalokanatha Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So he is saying, O Lord Krishna, O Vishnu, O killer of Madhu and Ketab, right? Shri Krishna Vishnu Madhu Ketabare Bhaktanukampin Bhagavan Murare. O Lord Murari, O Lord who is very affectionate towards your devotees, Trayasva Mam Keshava Lokanatha. O Lord Keshav, O Master of all the worlds, please deliver me, Trayasva. Right? You please deliver me from this worldly existence. Please give me the right intelligence. So that, or please deliver me from the bad intelligence, right? Kubuddhi, Shadiya. Let me give up my bad intelligence and let me always sing your holy names. Let me take shelter of here and chanting about you. Right? Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. In this way, he glorifies the Lord and prays to the Lord that he receive the right kind of intelligence. So, on hearing this instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he becomes astonished. And he understands that the Lord is omniscient and he doesn't approve of my thought of committing suicide. He falls down at the lotus feet of the Lord and he says, My Lord, I am very low born. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am to be condemned. Why do you want to keep me alive? Right? What profit will be there? So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that actually your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions. Through your body, I will carry out many tasks, the Lord tells him. And then the Lord turns to Haridas Thakur. Lord says, My dear Haridas, please hear me. This gentleman wants to destroy another's property. Therefore, tell him not to do such an unlawful thing. And Haridas Thakur, he replies that we are all falsely proud of our own capabilities and we actually cannot understand your deep intentions. So again, a very important lesson here we learn that this body is actually temporary and it will soon be subjected to old age and death. So while we have some strength in this body, if this body can be used in the mission of the Lord, if it can be of some use, it can become an instrument in this mission, then it will be our great fortune. This is a beautiful verse in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Labdva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam api hadira turnam yatetana pate danu mrittu yavan nishreyashaya vishaya khalu sarvata syat. Said, once one has obtained this human form of life, Ladva Sudurlabham Idam, after a very long, long time, this body is temporary. However, something very important can be achieved through this temporary body. Arthadam, something valuable can be achieved. What is that valuable thing? One can use this body, right? So it's said that this body, Tunnam Yatet Na Patedanu Mrittu Yavan, one can endeavor to use this body in the service of the Lord, to execute the Lord's mission, as long as one has some strength. Because ultimately, anumrittu yavam, this body will be subjected to death. Right? So therefore, if one can, while we have some strength, we can use this body in the service of the Guru and Krishna, then that is the perfection of this body. And hearing this, giving this instruction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, and then the Lord leaves. Right? Haridas Thakur, he became jubilant, right, when the Lord said that your body is actually my personal property. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Sanatana Goswami, Prabhu kahe tomar dehe mor nija dhan. Lord said that your body is my personal property because you have taken shelter, you have surrendered to me. So Haridas Thakur, he says, oh, the Lord is calling your body to be his own personal property. There is no one as fortunate as you in the entire three worlds. Right? And Lord is going to accomplish great task through you, which he cannot do it even personally. Right? So in this way, Haridas Thakur, he was glorifying. And Haridas Thakur, he said in his humility that my body could not be used for the Lord's service. Although I took birth in this land of Bharatvarsh, my body has become useless. Right? Haridas Thakur actually said, Amar ei dehe prabhura karya na lagila. Bharat bhumite janmi ei dehe vyarth haila. My body could not be used in any way to serve the Lord. Therefore, actually, my life is futile. My life is unsuccessful. I have been useless. Right? So to this, Sanatana Goswami said, wait. Among the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the most fortunate. There is no one like you. The mission of the Lord, the purpose for which he has descended, is to actually spread the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And that the Lord is executing through you. His principal purpose for coming to this earth, that the Lord is executing through you. Without fail, you daily chant 3 lakhs holy names of the Lord. And in this way, you preach the glories of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami recites 2 very beautiful verses glorifying Srila Haridas Thakur. Apane achare keha na kare prachar, prachar kare na keha na kare achar. Achar prachar na mera karah dui karya, tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. So Sanatana Goswami said, there are some people who apane achare keha, they actually follow the principles, but they do not preach. And there are others, prachar karen keha, there are others who are very enthusiastic to preach, but they are not able to follow the principles in their own life strictly. However, you simultaneously perform both the duties in relation to the holy name by your personal behavior. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world and you are the most advanced devotee in this world. So in this way, both of them, they were fixed in this humility. They both considered themselves to be very low and they praised the good qualities of each other. So herein we learn that very important aspect of humility is not just to consider oneself to be low, but actually to be enthusiastic to praise the good qualities of other Vaishnavas. Right? So, Sanatana Goswami, he stays in Jagannath Puri with Haridas Thakur. The Lord bestows him great mercy. Sanatana Goswami sees the Rath Yatra of the Lord, sees the chanting and dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sees the Dola Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath. And then he asks the Lord permission to return. So he described that Sanatana Goswami, he decides that he will now go towards Mathura following the same route that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken. Right? ये पथे ये ग्रामे नदी शैला यहाँ ये लीला बलभद्र भट्ट स्थाने सब निखी नीला. सो सनातन गोस्वामी मेड द नोट्स राइट. ही सैड विद बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य हु द असिस्टेंट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज ट्रेवल्स टुवर्ड्स मथुरा वृंदावन एंड ही मेड अ नोट्स दैट wherever the Lord, whichever village he stayed in, whichever river he took bath in, right, whichever path he took, right, Sanatana Goswami, he exactly followed the same path. Ye ye lila prabhu pathe kaila ye ye sthane taha dekhi prema vesh hai sanatane. So when Sanatana Goswami reached that particular place, he recalled the pastime which Lord performed while his journey towards Mathura Vrindavan. And remembering that, Sanatana Goswami became filled with ecstatic love. And Prabhupada in the Purport, he quotes the song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur where he says, Gaur Amar ye jab sthane Brahman koilo range se sab sthan heri bhuami pranay bhakta sange. That wherever my Lord Gaura Chandra has gone, I want to visit that place, right, in the association of devotees, and I want to remember the pastime of the Lord. Right? So Sanatana Goswami, being our Sambandh Acharya, he is teaching that this is one of the important principles, to visit the places where the Lord has performed his pastimes in the association of the devotees, and to remember the pastimes of the Lord at that particular place. Right? Because this activity helps us to firmly establish our relationship with the Lord. Even Maharaj Pratap Rudra, right, he also demonstrated such a determination. He told his minister that wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was passing through his kingdom on the way, wherever the Lord has taken his bath or he crossed the other side of the river, there you should establish a stamba, a memorial, and declare that place to be a place of pilgrimage. I will regularly, right, nitya, I will daily take my bath over those places, and I would like to give up my body over those places, Maharaj Pratap Rudra says. So, visiting those places, remembering the pastime of the Lord, where the Lord has performed his pastimes, actually is a very important principle in establishing our relationship with Krishna. So, on the second of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he again went to Vrindavan. There Sanatana Goswami compiled many scriptures. Right? He compiled Sri Brihad Bhagadamrit. And from this book one can understand who is a devotee, what is the process of devotional service, and who is Krishna. He also wrote a commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam known as Dasham Tippani, through which one can understand the transcendental pastimes and ecstatic love for Krishna. Another book he compiled was Hari Bhakti Vilas. From this one can understand the standard behavior of a Vaishnava and the duty of a devotee to the full extent. So there are many other books Srila Sanatana Goswami compiled, but the basic principle of all this book was actually to show how to develop one's love for Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, he would actually, while he stayed in Vrindavan, he would daily go and do parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan. And he would meet many Brajvasis, and he was very personal and friendly to all the residents of Vrindavan. And all the Brajvasis, they considered Sanatana Goswami to be their guru. So Sanatana Goswami, he left his body on the day of Guru Purnima, right? Vyas Purnima. And on this day, just to honor Sanatana Goswami, because they knew that Sanatana Goswami's regulative principle was to do Giriraj Parikrama, even to this day, the maximum number of people they do in Braj Dham, they do Govardhan Parikrama on this very day of Guru Purnima. So Sanatana Goswami, he was such a great exalted person that all the other Goswamis also considered Sanatana Goswami to be their guru. Rupa Goswami offers his respect to Sanatana Goswami in his book and he says that he actually is my guru. Even Raghunath Das Goswami, he in his book Vilap Kusumanjali, he offers his respect to Sanatana Goswami and he offers his obeisances and expresses his obligation to Sanatana Goswami. What to speak of others, even Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he considered Sanatana Goswami to be his instructor. Because Sanatana Goswami had once told him that you should not go to Vrindavan with such large group of devotees, and Lord later realized that and he followed that. So the Lord would refer to that and saying that what to speak of others, Sanatana Goswami is even my instructor. So that was the exalted position of Srila Sanatana Goswami. And I would just like to conclude by the words of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. So the His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was once speaking upon Sanatana Goswami and he said, "It is only by the mercy of Srila Sanatana Goswami that we can receive proper understanding and realization of our relationship with Krishna. The special paramount characteristic of Sanatana Goswami was his humility, which is the essence of devotional service. So let us pray with our heart and soul that we may follow in the footsteps of Sanatana Goswami and can truly become humble servants of Krishna. And in that state of consciousness, constantly chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.